notes, a preference for a notification regime. So we'd like to hear what the delegation has to say on this. Second, with respect to the demonstrations of February 2023, according to information received, individuals were arrested and detained, but the legal grounds for these arrests and detentions, as well as the number of individuals concerned, is unclear. So could the state provide additional information to the committee about this? Based on what we have received and the information that we've read, some of the leaders of the demonstrations have been prosecuted through the courts on several grounds at the same time, related to vandalism, sedition, disrupting the public order. So it's difficult for the committee to ensure or to verify that these arrests and convictions are compliant with Article 21 of the Covenant. In any case, our committee notes the fact that at least for one individual, the verdict is expected on the 2nd of August, if I am not mistaken. So I'm not expecting the delegation to be able to comment on that as it's underway, but we do look forward to hearing the verdict and ensuring that it will take into account the right to peaceful assembly. And one final concern with respect to the criminal proceedings that I've just mentioned, relating to the leaders of these protests. According to information that we have read, another demonstration before this demonstration, and people did not participate because of fear of reprisals. So based on what we've read, it would seem that the legal proceedings that took place did have a chilling effect on the protesters. So individuals did not wish to protest because of this fear of legal proceedings. Could the delegation comment on this information? Thank you very much.